Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another nostalgic hour of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series that shares Americana through the eyes of character actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will present his On the Backlot report. Today we capture the memory of Peter O'Toole. We lost this essential actor in December of 2013. However, we're blessed with a considerable amount of cinematic performances unparalleled in the annals of motion pictures. O'Toole was born in 1932. Some sources give his birthplace as Ireland, while others have reported Leeds in the West Riding of Yorkshire, England. He attended the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art and began working in the theater, gaining recognition as a Shakespearean actor at the Bristol Old Vic and with the English Stage Company before making his film debut in 1959. He achieved stardom, essentially quick, fabulous, instant stardom, playing T.E. Lawrence in Lawrence of Arabia in 1962, for which he received his first Academy Award nomination. Peter received 7 further Oscar nods and holds the record for the most acting accolades without a win. Forgotten Hollywood takes a trip into the Sahara.
Happened in Canterbury, England, 8 centuries ago. A story as ageless as time itself. The immortal story of a man called Becket, who earned a king's most trusted friendship.
Business, my lord.
Who shared his most intimate secrets.
I must say I adore my French possessions. They're certainly worth recapturing.
Until Becket the Man was made a bishop and his king lost him to God. The story of one of the bitterest personal feuds known to history reveals the heartbreak, the conflict, and conspiracy that engulfed the lives of a king and the one man he favored above all others. Starring Richard Burton as Becket, Peter O'Toole as his king.
I would have gone to war with all England's might behind me and even against England's interest to defend you, Thomas. I would have given away my life laughingly for you. Only I loved you, and you didn't love me. That's the difference.
Human passions at their best and their worst.
Quick, out through the window.
They are revealed in the story of Becket. Here are the escapades that brought a blush to their country's face as they wenched and brawled their way across the pages of history.
She stinks a bit, but we can wash her. What would you think of it? Cleaned up a little.
Richard Burton as Becket.
You are my lord, God or no God. I would have come with you. For you had taken my heart before you captured my body.
Becket, the man of the world who became Archbishop of Canterbury and enemy of the king.
Gentlemen, it is a supreme irony that the worldly Becket, the profligate and libertine, should find himself standing here at this moment. But here he is, in spite of himself.
Peter O'Toole, brilliant star of Lawrence of Arabia as King Henry II of England.
Thomas!
Supported by a cast of stature and eminence. John Gielgud as King Louis of France. Donald Wolfit. Pamela Brown. Martita Hunt.
Becket! Who is Becket? I am a woman. I am your wife. I am the queen.
Get out of bed of you. I wretch with boredom at the sight of you. To that devil! And my whole family if he had you.
Will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest? Are all around me cowards, like myself? Are there no men left in England?
Jealousy, akin to madness that breeds incitement to murder. Vengeance that bites into the very flesh.
One does not carry arms into God's house.
Job!
What do you want?
Your death.
The story of Becket is recorded here, right up to the last brutal, bloody act.
Manny Pacheco here, and I'm taking time to celebrate the life of Peter O'Toole, and you're traveling through forgotten Hollywood. Becket offered the magnificent pairing of Richard Burton and O'Toole, and despite her riches of acting talent, 15 Oscar nominations yielded no statuette for the pair. The Irishman was not above performing in body comedies with the likes of Peter Sellers and Woody Allen. Here are a couple numbers from What's New Pussycat on Forgotten Hollywood.
Here I am, here I'll stay. All of my life we'll be together from now on. Afraid, but now my doubts and fears have gone. Here I am, and here I'll always stay. I'll be wanting you, needing you. Don't let me go a single day without your love. my life, I'll be what you want me to be. All that I ask is that you just keep loving me.
You said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. While I held them, all I did was to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. Just ever could replace your love. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Won't you please come back to me? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can you be? I need you so much. All I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you, yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Pacheco with you on Forgotten Hollywood. Today we're providing the audio narrative for the masterful Peter O'Toole. More farce followed for the thespian when he appeared with Audrey Hepburn in How to Steal a Million. And he had a brief but memorable role in the James Bond satire Casino Royale. The latter flick played off the great success Peter Sellers and David Niven had in The Pink Panther a few years before. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you. The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you.
Hollywood is experiencing the grandiose strain surrounding Peter O'Toole. This is Manny Pacheco. After getting the silliness out of his system, O'Toole returned in grand style to Oscar-worthy fare, beginning with The Lion in Winter with Katharine Hepburn in 1967 and Goodbye, Mr. Chips the following year. Forgotten Hollywood experiences the majesty.
Mm-hmm. What a lot of sunshine. What a lot of beauty in the world today. What a world of color just beyond my window. Flowers every color of the rainbow. Red roses, orange marigolds, yellow buttercups, green leaves, blue cornflowers, indigo lilacs, and violets, violets. My happy eye perceives. And among the people, there are two who'll never be apart. What a lot of happiness of heart is ours. What a lot of flowers. What a lot of lovely, pretty flowers.
When we return to Forgotten Hollywood with the focus of our topic, Peter O'Toole enters the tumultuous decade of the 1970s. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the eyes of character actors of Hollywood's golden age, including Lionel Barrymore, John Carradine, Gloria Graham, and Eddie Rochester Anderson. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features great cinema, including Stagecoach, Captain's Courageous, and Lawrence of Arabia. The book has been the recipient of awards from USA Book News, Premier Books, BooksandAuthors.com, the Hollywood Book Festival, and gold medalist at the 2010 World Book Awards. It's also been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the American Film Institute, and the Writers Guild and SAG Foundations. You can buy your copy of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble stores, and you can download it to your virtual libraries and ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History makes a great gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up or download your copy today. This is Forgotten Hollywood, and I'm Manny Pacheco.
Hear me now, oh, thou bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, my destiny. And I go, and the wild winds of fortune will carry me onward, whithersoever they blow, whithersoever they blow, onward to glory I go.
I'm Sancho, yes, I'm Sancho, I'll follow my master till the end. I'll tell all the world proudly, I'm his squire, I'm his friend.
Hear me, heathens and wizards and serpents of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
glory I go.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. Better for this, that one man scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable stars. This is my quest, to follow. Without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. For this, that one man scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the
Despite success in The Ruling Class and The Stuntman, Peter O'Toole defied his own humanity by becoming a very public lush. He received mixed reviews for his role in Man of La Mancha. Severe illness almost ended O'Toole's life in the late 1970s. His stomach cancer was misdiagnosed, the disease resulting from his alcoholic excess. He underwent surgery in 1976 to have his pancreas and a large portion of his stomach removed, which resulted in insulin-dependent diabetes. In 1978, he nearly died from a blood disorder. He eventually recovered, however, and returned to work. And repeated award consideration followed. Forgotten Hollywood notes a personal favorite, My Favorite Year.
It was 1954. Television was live. And Benji Stone landed the job of his dreams as a TV comedy writer.
Alice, what are we seeing?
Alan Swan's movies.
It was the year Hollywood's greatest hero swashbuckled his way onto live TV and into Benji's life.
He's blasted!
Lord God, it's Renfield.
I thought he was dead.
Swan better be at every rehearsal sober, or it's your neck.
They've asked me to stay with you and help you over some of the rough spots.
Like showing up?
That's one. Another is not passing out.
What sort of heroic idiot am I this time?
A musketeer idiot.
I read that on the airplane. Very funny. Very good.
I wrote that.
Did you? Bravo, Stan. Bravo.
Hello, Mr. Stormcloud. We'll be two for dinner.
Oh, no, Mr. Swan. This is exactly the way it started last time.
And, you know, I'm supposed to watch you.
Good, watch this. Now, all we have to do is to get from here to there. I'm going down now. Oh, have a nice.
5 minutes to air.
This is places, people.
Sure, this is live television.
Live.
What are you doing?
Drinking and leaving.
Take it.
So, I'm afraid.
And flesh and blood, life size, no larger. I'm not that silly damned hero I never was.
To me, you were. You couldn't have convinced me unless you had that courage. Nobody's that good an actor.
I'm not an actor, I'm a movie star.
Alan Swan may have been the worst person to look up to, but it was the best time Benji ever had.
It's 30 years for this.
My favorite year.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. There's a phrase that's been echoing around the walls of the backlots. The phrase is one for you and one for me. What it means is that a lot of actors, especially serious actors, will do a big-budget film, a summer blockbuster, for example, and they'll do a small independent film, a so-called indie, usually produced or directed by some friend of theirs. These, we are told, are the serious films, the films they got into the business to do. They are films with meaning. They are the coming-of-age stories, the rites of passage stories, the warm, heartfelt tales full of humanity and character. They are the feel-good movies of the year. I hate these films. I figure I'm paying to be entertained. I'm not paying to have my problems traded in for somebody else's. These movies are usually boring. They run too long. Worse, they are not entertaining to me. They are the actors or directors or the producers showing off, rather like Drunk Uncle on Saturday Night Live. The ones for me have car chases, hence the term cut to the chase. This implies the exciting part of the movie, or in real life, the important part, the guts of the matter. Not to mention that we're talking about show business, not show art. Laugh, if you will, at the Avengers or the Transformers, not to mention the thrillers of Steven Spielberg and Jerry Bruckheimer. They may not be critically acclaimed movies, but they make back their $200 million production costs in the first weekend. And then they start paying off the costs incurred by those indies. Yes, blockbusters pay the bill. Hollywood lives and dies by them. You may never see one get an Oscar or even a Golden Globe, but people line up at midnight to see the premiere in 3D at $15 a seat. So all of the actors and others who insist on making the small, meaningful films, I just hope you'll remember who's paying the bill to satisfy your ego. Even a movie like The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes can eventually become a late-night cult classic on TV and finally earn enough to cover some other costs. And since I brought up Spielberg, I should be fair and say that when he does get around to making a serious and meaningful film, he still does it in style. He does it big. Consider Schindler's List or The Color Purple. In the end, we find that you can make one for you and still satisfy the needs of one of us. Well, Manny and Steve, I'll leave you here in the back lot with this final thought. Please, Hollywood, keep in mind the next time you hand out $20 million contracts, who's paying that money?
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for another insightful Backlot Report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you've made another grand programming suggestion. In 2003, O'Toole received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. He initially balked about accepting the statuette and wrote the Academy a letter saying that he was still in the game and would like more time to win the lovely bugger outright. Meryl Streep presented him with the award, however, and in 2006, he received his 8th nomination for his work in Venus. In an interview with National Public Radio in December 2006, O'Toole revealed that he knew all 154 of Shakespeare's sonnets. In July 2012, he officially retired from acting. But what an enormous collection of celluloid memories we have from the incomparable Peter O'Toole. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.